Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Oregon signed the number 31 class in the country. Well, they signed about half of the number 31 class in the country. It was the number 2 class in the Pac-12, but a lot of that boils down to what happens with T-Mac, the rival, the opening finals MVP. 24/7 ranks him the number 3 wide receiver in the country. SB Live recently named him the number 1 player in the state of California. Joining us now to talk about it, the guy who's the most plugged in with that young man, 24/7 Sports national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins. Greg, what's the story with T-Mac? Oregon fans are waiting patiently, but not nervously.
I think we'll all know tomorrow. I talked to him earlier today, and all he told me was tomorrow is going to be decision day for him. So down to two schools, Oregon, Arizona. And I don't know if he's made a final decision yet. If he has, he hasn't told me. He said he'll give me a little heads up. I've yet to hear from him. But my gut tells me this. I think if he does decide tomorrow, my gut, it kind of leans a little bit toward Arizona, just because he has so many relationships in place there, not just with his, you know, quarterback and a couple of Servite teammates, but that staff has really done a good job. And with Oregon, you know, it took a little bit for him to connect with the head coach. I don't know if he's spoken to Kenny Dillingham yet. I don't know. He's got a great relationship with BMAC, but I think there's some concern. Is he coming to, you know, BMAC's going to be there next year? Is he going to go somewhere else? So I just think Oregon's best chance is probably for him to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, I'm going to wait till February. I still don't know. There's too much indecision. But if he does decide tomorrow, my gut would tell me it'd probably be with Arizona.
You know, Arizona had a rough year on the field, and really even, you know, from last year, they had a long losing streak going. They have the number 3 class in the Pac-12. They've really done a nice job in recruiting. Now, it's not a top 15 class in America, but still the number 3 class in the Pac-12. What have they done right to start to turn this thing around? They deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I did a show, or Arizona radio show, and obviously they were giddy about, you know, this is the best they've done. And it's not a top 10 class, but for Arizona, I think right now we have them 35. I just think Jed Fish came in and did a really good job, and just he hired a young staff. They're really aggressive. They're being, I would say, kind of following an Oregon model where they have a young guy that just works, and they connect really well with kids and families, and they do a great job on the visits, and they got Noah Fifita. And once they got him, you know, that family is so strong that they were able to go out and get, you know, a Keon Burnett and go out and get a few of the players that are all kind of, you know, pretty close with that family. And that's why they're in it with T-Mac, I believe. You know, Noah T-Mac have been best friends since Pop Warner. And so, you know, people wonder what's the connection with Arizona. Well, that's a big part of that connection. Noah's dad, Les, runs one of the top, you know, youth programs, Juice County, and he coached T-Mac from the time they were 7th, 8th graders. So that friendship and with the whole family goes back to, you know, 7th, 8th grade days, and those two have always wanted to play together. Now, obviously, they split apart for a time when T-Mac was committed to Oregon. Oregon still is his dream school. Marcus Mariota is his, you know, favorite player and his football hero. So there's a lot still pulling him toward Oregon. That's why it's been such a tough call. That's why he didn't, you know, decide on Wednesday or even today. So, like I said, tomorrow will be an interesting day. Either he pulls the trigger or he decides, you know, I still don't know. I'm going to wait till February. And I think that's probably Oregon's best shot is if he does wait till February.
Talking to 24/7 Sports national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins. How good is he? How special is he?
He's really good. You know, honestly, controversial statement. I actually love him more as an NFL prospect, as a safety. I think he is phenomenal. And when you watch from that side of the ball, you just see a guy with unparalleled football instincts, ball skills, ball awareness, tackling ability. You know, if you watch him at wide receiver, you know, he's unreal on that side of the ball, too. I mean, his numbers he puts up, his ability in jump ball situations is as good as I've ever seen. His body control, you know, high-level volleyball recruit. You see it when he plays football. You know, his ability to kind of hang in the air and his timing on jump balls is phenomenal. He's got as good a hand as you'll see. Runs well after the catch. He's a willing blocker. He's 6'4", and he uses that frame. You know, he's not a burner, doesn't have that great, great top-end speed. But that's why I kind of like him, you know, in terms of you watch him play safety. You don't need to run a 4-3 to be an elite safety. But either way, either side of the ball, you know, I think he's a difference maker from the second he gets on a football campus next year.
And you feel like right now Oregon's best shot is to wait. Do you think there is a chance that tomorrow he could wake up and say, I'm ready to sign and it's Oregon? Or do you feel like he's in a place right now where he just needs to know Dillingham better and maybe Oregon needs to tell him and solidify the future of BMAC first? Or I mean, I'm kind of putting you in a weird spot because you're having to speculate
Well, I mean, obviously, we're totally speculating, but no, right. That's what I think it is, right? I don't think he knows Kenny at all, and he loves BMAC. That's probably his favorite wide receiver coach. But again, you know, when a new staff comes in, even if, you know, BMAC's telling him, hey, I'm coming back, you don't know for sure, right? No one really knows. So there's just a little bit of just indecisiveness, just not being 100% sure. And that's when you sign to a call, even with the portal. I've heard people say, oh, the portal, just sign it. If you don't like it, you transfer. Nobody wants to do that, right?
Right.
To sign somewhere with a thought in the back of your head, well, I can always transfer. You want to kind of have things solidified on the table and be really good about it. You want to sleep on it, wake up and go, okay, I want to do this. And I just think that with Oregon right now, he just has a lot of questions. And with Arizona, he didn't have any of those questions. Yeah, they won one game. And, you know, the one game they won was probably because, you know, Cal's administration, you know, kind of handcuffed them, or they're probably don't win a game last year. But
right.
I do feel like he sees opportunity in Arizona. I think he does see a chance to kind of go to a program that's, you know, that's going to trend up. He likes the staff. I think he likes the recruiting class coming in. I think it's a program that he thinks, you know what, I can go and play early with my quarterback and still make the NFL, and it's a good fit for him. It's nice, and it's safe, and it's comfortable. Oregon may be the spot that maybe kind of gives him the, you know, the butterflies, and that's, like I said, that's his dream school, but it's just there's so many questions, so if he wakes up tomorrow, it's tough for me to see him waking up tomorrow and say, I'm going to go to Oregon.
Sounds good. 24/7 Sports, national recruiting analyst.
Yeah.
Greg Biggins, thank you, man. We've got about 10 seconds left in the show, so I got to let you go to say goodbye to the audience.
Yeah, go.
All right. Thanks. Thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.